In a blow to anti-whaling activists, Japan's new centre-left government has vowed to continue with previous policies and allow the killing of whales for what the government claims is scientific research. In an interview with the ABC, Japan's Foreign Minister, Katsuya Okada, has revealed that his government has no intention of reviewing the policy, and the minister says that eating whale meat is an important element of Japanese culture which must be respected by Australians. The Japanese whaling fleet is heading towards the Southern Ocean to begin its annual hunt. North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy reports from Tokyo.
In the frigid waters of the Southern Ocean, the Japanese whaling fleet and militant protesters from the Sea Shepherd Conservation Group are preparing once again to do battle. Last whaling season, the Sea Shepherd ship Steve Irwin harassed the Japanese constantly, even ramming a harpoon boat. In the next week or so, the Japanese will be back, their harpoons poised. And here in Tokyo, the whalers have the full backing of the new centre-left government to hunt their prey. We have a tradition here in Japan of eating whale meat, says the Foreign Minister Katsuya Okada. This is the first time the new government in Tokyo has explained its policy on whaling, and it's unequivocal. We do not think there is a need for a policy review at this point in time, Foreign Minister Okada tells me. In regard to this issue, I think we should try to discuss it without emotion and in a very calm way, he says. So I think we should respect each other and start the discussion, he adds. Conservation groups such as Greenpeace had been hopeful that the new left-of-centre government in Tokyo would scale back the whaling program, a hope that's been dashed by the Foreign Minister's interview. Linda Selvey is the CEO of Greenpeace Australia.
The Foreign Minister's statement today was quite puzzling to us because the Japanese government, the new Japanese government, had indicated, as you said, a potential softening on their stance against whaling, particularly in relation to the expenditure, the government expenditure on whaling, because whaling in Japan is almost exclusively funded by the Japanese government.
While Japan maintains that its whaling program is for scientific research, not once in Foreign Minister Okada's interview with the ABC did he mention science. Instead, he preferred to defend the program in terms of the cultural significance of eating whale meat. I think food is an important element of culture, and therefore there's a need to mutually respect and recognise each other's culture, the minister says. It might be that there is something Australians eat that the Japanese do not. Of course, it would be a different story if those species were endangered species on the verge of extinction. But if not, I think the average Japanese would like to continue consuming whale meat into the future, he says. For Greenpeace Australia CEO Linda Selvey, the minister's comments are a vindication, because she says Katsuya Okada has officially revealed the real reason Japan hunts whales.
Well, we've always believed that calling killing of whales for consumption scientific whaling is a misnomer. So in some ways it's quite refreshing of the Japanese government to stop referring to scientific whaling and stating it for what it is, which is about killing whales for whale meat.
The CEO of Greenpeace, Linda Selvey, ending that report from Mark Willacy in Tokyo.